call.
How are you doing today, Bill?
Okay.
How can I help you?
Well, more of taking a break, but I was off on vacation.
Oh, which is?
In Farmington, Utah, I bought a Windows 11 laptop.
Ooh, how are you liking it?
After about an hour, it's now running 10.20H2.
No, that's...
Okay, and the reason I still have about 2 days to return it, this is a Best Buy, all for $150.
Ah.
It's a Celeron N 4020 with 128 gig.
Okay.
Memory in it.
Okay.
But the things, you know, when you this is kind of a question. I'm starting to notice if you get a computer running about 3 gigahertz, they're performing pretty well. And I have three of them that do 4 gigahertz. But boy, if they're running at that power, at that speed, the power consumption is...
Yes.
I mean, pretty close to 60 watts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 60 watts isn't bad for some of them. Well, I'll say my desktop right now is using about 600 watts, so I'm on the little bit extreme side.
Well, how many gigahertz?
I'm getting 5.2.
Okay.
But I have 10 cores with that as well.
You have what?
10 cores. I have an i9 in my processor, so it is...
Oh.
I have two big radiators at the top.
Oh, okay. That
could probably cool down a Honda Civic if it needed to.
Okay. Well, but, yeah. Yeah, I had a really weird one today on installed on a Lenovo 5030 laptop with 128 gig. I tried to install, this is the one I put Ubuntu on, and it completely wiped out everything, okay?
Okay.
And where I couldn't even get the on-off switch. Mm. And so I looked at it today and said, oh, it has 21H2. Don't like that. I want to put 20H2. And my God, I could not get the thing, you know, the unhappy face, dot, dot, you know,
yeah. The
blue. It kept coming up on that. And it just would not install either from a hard drive or disk or a flash drive.
And is it the Windows 11 one?
No, this is just a Windows 10 one. It came with 10 on it. Then Microsoft got in and upped it to...
We've been seeing the same issue with Windows 11 laptops because we've been having a lot of people buying Windows 11 laptops but wanting Windows 10 on them. Uh-huh. So they bring them here, and on some of the newer ones, you cannot put Windows 10 on them. Even though the processors are so devoted to... They're doing something either with the security chip or they're just making it really finicky within the motherboard for wanting to take Windows 10 on it. Where a lot of them are seeing Windows 10 just like delete itself after a few days, where it's just deleted.
That's what I was waiting for on this one to see if it does it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't, but I was going to look at the BIOS, okay, or the UEFI on it, because that's what would be doing it, I think, you know.
Yeah, usually that, the secure boot, or the TPM chip, which the TPM chip is the new security chip they have on all the motherboards. But that's what saves all your keys, your passwords, all that too, and they can be real finicky, especially once they're linked up with the online Microsoft account. And Microsoft, with Windows 11, they're doing a bunch of weirdness too, where starting next year with Windows 11, they aren't going to let you have 11 on a laptop if you don't have a webcam.
Huh.
They will not let you install it, will not let you use it. I'm sure it's going to be the same as the TPM requirement, where for the most part you can type in two lines of code into PowerShell and turn that off completely. But it is kind of, Microsoft is really changing a few things.
Okay, and I'll have to be, but thanks for the information there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you kept doing this, and finally I pulled off all of the external things, still comes up with the same problem. And what did I do? I looked at the side, and I had a micro SDHC card. I removed it, and all of a sudden Cortana came up. All it took is removing that card. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm. I had a guy with a, before I was working here, I was installing a 3090. It was at the time, it was one of the more expensive computer parts at the beginning of shortage, so the guy just spent $3,000 on a video card, put it in his computer, and it looked like it completely bricked his computer. It ended up being a little Bluetooth adapter that's just completely crashed everything from the motherboard ground up once he tried doing a reinstall on it. But he thought he got scammed on a $3,000 video card and was very scared.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no, I'd never seen this before. I mean, And so I pulled it out, I had another one, and I put all my portable apps on it, okay, and then pushed it in, and it's all right there. And I'm checking the other one to see if there's something wrong with the microSD HC card, but I'd never seen that. I mean, all it did is went, this, and up comes Cortana.
Like instant. Okay. Hmm. With it doing instantly, usually I think it was trying to boot from that to try and put the operating system onto it. I will say, with doing some of my virtual machines last night, there is something weird going on with Windows, where I had pretty much every one of my virtual machines just brick themselves last night, where no matter what on Windows, did not want to use more than one CPU core.
Huh.
Usually I allocate 4 cores to my virtual machines and then 6 for my main computer. But none of my virtual machines would do more than one core, and every operating system that I used on it would corrupt itself by the time I saved. So I don't know if there's a big old window. Microsoft's been doing a few of these smaller updates that just kind of break everything. Well, I don't really know what's the best solution, especially they keep trying to change everything in the background too.
Well, this was Asus, okay, the one of the 150 buck.
Yeah.
The machine was Asus. And it said on it, hey, this is a Windows 11 laptop. Mm-hmm. And it was, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran it for a little bit, and what Stu has said and what I heard, I got rid of it. But then I was worried about them automatically going back to 11.
It might. It's no more of a chance than if it came with Windows 10 on it. Well, Microsoft's been pretty vague with the notifications, where it's like, hey, you want to try out Windows 11? And it'll swap you over to that immediately, and it, they don't even give you a rollback anymore. But you know how, like, going from Windows 7 to Windows 10 or Windows 8, it'll give you, like, a one-week or two-week period to go back? They completely got rid of that. You do still have the button, but it's just grayed out. But they still send they're still giving out notifications like you can roll back, even though they took out that feature. So, very weird from Microsoft. Another thing with 11 starting next year is they won't even let you install it on a spinning disk hard drive. Solid state only for the operating system. So, there's all kinds of weirdness going on with 11, well, for the most part, because right now a lot of the 11 machines we have in our service are the Windows 11 machines that came with spinning disk hard drives from Best Buy, which they have been selling a lot of, but Windows 11 does not work well with the spinning disk hard drive. All of these computers, even like, I'm talking about brand new HP laptops with like an 11th-gen i7 and them are running slower than like a 20-year-old Pentium. Well, it's taking 5 to 10 minutes to just open up a web page. And it's mostly the hard drives that HP puts in them. Well, HP as a company, I will say probably probably about 50% of the hard drives are damaged out of the box, but usually about 1 out of 10 are just completely dead.
Huh.
Well, if you do a health report on them, it might still be spinning, it might save some data to it, but all the sectors are messed up, it's reallocating space all over the place. But they put pretty much B-stock hard drives on a lot of the HP machines, especially the ones we see coming from Best Buy, because that's how they knock an extra $50 off of them, and you get 1 terabyte instead of 128. But that 128 is a lot more reliable than 1 terabyte on the spin disk that's just going to fail.
Huh.
But it's weird with how Microsoft's changing a lot of stuff. The only good thing about it is Microsoft is putting a lot of support into Linux, especially on the Ubuntu side. Well, and it might be very easy for people to switch over to Ubuntu.
Yeah. But no, that was my approach this morning. If I had not removed that, and it was that I was going to put Ubuntu on it.
Yeah.
Or at least try to.
Yeah. You know? Well, like even my dad, I got him set up with Linux Mint a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, he is the exact opposite from Computer Savvy, where for the most part, the last laptop I gave him sat in the hunting truck until it got completely water damaged and probably got used only twice in that 5-year period. But he's picked up Linux Mint pretty easily, where all he uses is Firefox on it anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too much of a difference when you're just using one program for the whole computer.
You know, this project I've been working on kind of, you know, casually about this basic 52.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to do it on Windows, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you could not do it on Linux. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Just Windows has been so unreliable recently. Well, if I didn't do so much video gaming, I would already have switched over to Linux, and I'm even thinking about doing it this weekend after all my virtual machines just died on me. There's one game that I still play that I have to be on Windows, but if I can get the virtual machines to work on Linux, then I won't complain at all. And it doesn't use any power out of it, so I won't miss anything, too.
Okay,
two more clicks before I can play video games, which will absolutely kill my finger. Once every 2 weeks, I do get to.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information.
No problem.
I will be very cautious now.
Feel free if you see weird notifications or just like Windows 11's not working, you can always shoot me a call, because probably every single one of my texts in the back will be like, nope, Windows has changed that, you can't do this anymore. Because Microsoft, they haven't really been putting out those things preemptively, they just put them out online. Well, I guess with stuff like the webcam, that is preemptively, and I think they mainly did it to see if they would get backlash with it, because it's they're saying at the beginning of next year.
Okay, another thing I read, let me check it out, there's another question.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere out on the web that Microsoft was going to be disabling boot from a hard drive, flash or something like that. Did you have heard anything about that?
They are really trying to. I haven't seen a note saying that they're going to completely, but especially with Windows 11, Windows 11 makes you have secure boot on, especially to install it. But a secure boot is what makes it really hard to do dual boot with Linux on it, because it doesn't let your computer see any other drive than the main hard drive at boot. There is still some ways around it where I think the easiest way on Windows, if you go to your restore setting, set this PC, it will give us a option for restart now. You can still switch to it where I can go into the BIOS settings of this computer from inside of Windows.
Yes.
But it is not the most straightforward thing, and definitely not anywhere near as easily as just choosing Windows or Linux at startup.
Okay.
Well, this is the way they want you to do it now, where you go to that reset, click on troubleshoot.
Yeah, I've done that,
but
I use the F2 on the Lenovo ones to get into UEFI.
Mm-hmm. And technically, at least with what I've seen with Windows 11, it will have you put that secure boot on to install it, but once it's installed, you can turn it off and it doesn't seem to have any issues. So,
okay.
It might try to be a little problematic when you're getting installed on it, but once it's installed, you can turn secure boot off and go back to using it. Like
good little IDC one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you can pretty much switch back to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Windows will change it in the background, because most of the copyright protection or the stuff they've stopped from you doing the upgrades on it, it's very easy to turn off when it's trying to. But usually, for the most part, like doing the Windows 11 upgrade, you can do it on any machine with about two lines of PowerShell script.
Yeah.
So,
well, I noticed that in Rufus warned you about that. If you go down to the thing when Rufus gets that, and there's a little thing for details, you do that, and they say, hey.
Yeah. And with how they're doing the security, because they do the secure boot so like people can't go to libraries with like a Linux USB and, you know, put malware on people's hard drives or mess with other accounts, because with how Windows does its security, it is that easy to just get a USB, plug it into about any computer, and you almost have full control on that computer. So some of it is for security, a lot of it is just for annoyance. Well, I think the big reason a lot of these changes are coming in, Microsoft, with a lot of the other major companies, are trying to get rid of passwords completely next year. So for the most part, they're pretty much redoing all the security inside of computers. And right now, they're completely even changing a lot of the encryption on it, too. Where they're changing how they're doing their keys, how all the management's being done, how the computers authorize each other. Where it's been causing some nightmares in the background. But no worse than any other company. There's a big data saving cloud company for major businesses called Mega, where they were using an encryption method that was so insecure, it was less secure than having a four-digit PIN. It was pretty much a 1 in 500 guess that you'd get into somebody's account. Well, now the new solution is every hour it resets that 1 in 500 chance, so it's less likely somebody can get in there, but that's what you trust your $20 million worth of business money into.
Okay, see you later.
No problem. Have a good one.
Thank you.